Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of Aspiration Athletics Podcast. Today, we're going to be revisiting Mr. Ryan Stukes' journey into fitness, how he felt before he started his fitness endeavor, and how taking initiative and taking action in his life, creating habit change, was really able to save his life. So I really find this story valuable. Therefore, I wanted to resurface it and kind of change the way it's presented in a different light, because I think his story is one that will impact many. I know I found myself relating to this story, and I think you, the listener, will get a lot of value out of hearing somebody who shares similar thoughts and feelings towards exercise and towards their own fitness journey. So without further ado, folks, I hope you find a lot of value out of this episode. And if you find that you like this episode or like any of our other podcast episodes, subscribe. Drop a donation. These things really help the podcast and really help us keep going at trying to bring in better guests, trying to be more consistent with our posting. So thank you again for all of your support. And again, if you find any value out of our show, subscribe, drop a donation, share, any and or all of these things really help us move forward.
All right. Well, hi, I'm Ryan. I'm 28 years old. I've been physically active since my early 20s when I started running. Before that, I was fairly inactive throughout a lot of high school. I enjoyed playing video games a lot, kind of, you know, hanging out with the bros and sitting on my ass. And
oh, dude, I hear you. Yeah, I mean, we've all been there. I've been there. I know exactly what you mean. Yeah.
But when I hit my early 20s, I started putting on the pounds, and it got to a point where I realized, all right, I got to lose some weight, get into better shape, because this is, you know, not going in a good direction. And so I started just kind of working out on an elliptical that my parents had at our house.
Okay.
And started enjoying, like, getting into better shape, and then from there got into running as the weather got nicer, and started really enjoying that. And then over the next few years, kind of, you know, casually, you know, kind of fell in and out of, you know, different levels of interest of running. So I would get into it some summers and then kind of taper off and, you know, put some pounds on and start being more inactive. And then I'd get back into it. And at a certain point, I kind of just decided that for my mental health and for my physical health, I wanted to kind of start getting more serious about.
So you were all in at this point. This was kind of your call to action. Like,
yeah,
you had started out slower, and you had started out kind of just with this idea of like, all right, I know this is something I need to do, and I need to get moving because maybe I'm not in the best beacon of health right now, right? So it kind of just started as like maybe a vanity thing, like I just want to look better, or was it always predicated on like I need to feel better?
Yeah, I think it was more of a vanity thing to start with. So I had been into running, and right, I liked the fact that I had slimmed down, but there were certain aspects of the fact that I wasn't, you know, toned, you know, quote unquote, because I know there's really the idea of toning is kind of a, you know,
it's taboo.
It's a taboo thing.
And I think that's so important for our listeners. And I mentioned this in the first episode is understanding your why, right? Like you even confided that when you first began this journey, it was more along the lines of vanity in appearance, right? And kind of validating your reasoning through how you look. And that didn't stick. That's not what drove you. That's not what created drive. That's not what created this motivation to continue going, right?
And that's why I would kind of, I think that's probably why I kind of fell in and out of like the running and the just regular physical activity. So I would get into it and then kind of get bored of it because I'd slim down to what I wanted to look like. And then I would, you know, go back to my old ways. And when I decided to start coming to do some more strength-based and, you know, weight training type work and get more familiar with gym equipment and other forms of exercise beyond just steady state cardio, it's something clicked. And then, because when I first started getting into the, you know, just getting into the gym and getting familiar with different types of exercises, I wasn't really thinking long term.
What flipped the switch though? Like, what was that determining factor that's like, I'm going to stop dibbling and dabbling into some of these other modalities and kind of take things serious? Like, yeah. What was that determining factor? What drove you to that?
Well,
place?
at the time I was kind of at a low point in my 20s.
Uh-huh.
And I was struggling in school. I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do. Had changed my major multiple times. I wasn't getting the best grades and was kind of slipping back into kind of a reclusive lifestyle of like go to school, you know, do kind of the minimum effort I could and then kind of come home and play video games, you know, enclose myself off from the rest of the world. Wasn't very physically active, and I hit like a low point in my physical or my mental health.
That kind of rock bottom.
Rock
so
bottom,
to speak.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was kind of then that I started to think back to how good I felt when I was, you know, in the past when I would be outside running, and how much better I might feel if I, you know, started going to the gym and like, you know, working out more seriously. So I don't think that I had planned on it like going to the point that it has now, taking it to the level that I have started to take it to, but it was kind of the first steps of just that being at that low point in my life. I just got to a point where I was fed up with it. I wanted to find something that could help alleviate some of the issues I was dealing with, and so I just started, you know, doing some strength training, and then it kind of took off from there.
And being at a point where you were doing like this calisthenic like slash plyometric training more centered around body weight, right? Like, now you're the shit, man. You're like, you're throwing barbells around, you're loading weight on, like, this is a coming of age story. This is something that I think a lot of people can digest, and our listeners out there, I think a lot of you can benefit from hearing this, is understanding that you're not alone, right? Like, there are so many millions of students or individuals that are lost, and they don't know how to find their self-worth and their value. And what they don't realize is they're not committing to anything to create a higher sense of self-purpose. Right? And that's what it comes down to, you guys, is you have to find something that is bigger than yourself that you can completely envelop yourself in while still enjoying and being happy while doing it. Right? Exactly. Right? Right? And like that, for us, for me, for Ryan, for many of our listeners out there, that is exercise. Maybe it isn't for all of you, but I know for Ryan and myself, I know I can attest, it saved my life. You know, really, truly. I mean, what do you think?
I feel the same way. Yeah, I mean, it definitely, I was at a point where if I kept going in the direction I was going, things wouldn't have ended up well, for sure. So this has definitely, like, you know, saved me from myself in a way. And I think that it really has to do with finding some way to like push yourself and challenge yourself. And like you said, it has to be something that you can like find joy in as well. Cause there's plenty of ways to push yourself. But if you don't enjoy it and it just, you're just miserable, it's kind of, you know, you're working. I mean, we're obviously like as humans designed to endure some level of hardship and push through it because that's what produces a sense of accomplishment and a sense of purpose. Mm-hmm. But you also have to find something that you can you can find joy in. It's not just a misery producing challenge, right?
Yeah.
And I think that fitness, that, you know, these fitness endeavors for me have been that thing that I found that really helped me through those hard times where I felt more like the rest of my day was filled with a lot of drudgery and, you know, things that I wasn't looking forward to doing, but I would have to do because they were, you know, things that I had committed to already. And obviously those things are part of life, but something like fitness for me has really been a way that you can push yourself and challenge yourself, and not every second in the gym is, you know, necessarily enjoyable, but mm-hmm. it really gives you that like sense of accomplishment and just that high that you can ride after like a good workout or after seeing results of your hard work.
So in closing, Ryan, is there maybe one or two things that you could give advice or insight or tips on that our listeners can take away from this episode?
If you're struggling or you're in a low point, just take the initiative to try something new. I mean, for me, it was just getting into the gym. I didn't have any large aspirations. I didn't think too far ahead to begin with. Those things can be overwhelming if you think too far down the future from the get-go. But just try something new. Expose yourself to something. To something healthy and something with, you know, potentially healthy benefits to it, and see where things take you from there.
Yeah.
And that's probably the best advice I can give in terms of like what has helped me
okay.
through my, through, f- from when I started to where I am now.